This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado lawmakers are taking another stab at encouraging more condos by trying to reduce builders' exposure to lawsuits for construction defects. KUNC's Chaz Sisk reports on the new bill.
Many people say the reason condo construction has dried up in Colorado is developers can't get their projects insured. The risk that they'll be sued for mistakes is just too high. But limiting builders' exposure also means making it harder to hold them accountable for shoddy work. Governor Jared Polis says the newest measure strikes a balance.
It's a bill that's fair, takes into account legitimate concerns from all sides.
The proposal would encourage condo builders to offer 6-year warranties on their work. If they don't, condo buyers would have even more time to sue than they have now. It also offers builders legal protections if they hire outside inspectors to monitor construction.
That was the Colorado Capital News Alliance's Chaz Sisk reporting. For a few years now, Colorado utilities have been testing for COVID-19 in wastewater. Now Denver is testing for something else, powerful drugs. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
At a city water treatment facility, samples of wastewater are taken, then shipped to a lab that specializes in testing. The powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl is driving an increasing number of fatal overdoses. The health department's Marie Curran says the hope is data from wastewater helps reveal trends regarding fentanyl.
Right now, we're using it as kind of another layer of data from all these different sources to get a clear understanding of what the landscape is like.
The project is funded by opioid settlement money. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And you can find more from around Colorado anytime at cpr.org and krcc.org.